Question 6. Practice 3. Lecture. Listen to a lecture. Fill in the missing information in the notes.
Today we are going to learn about bioindicators. I hope that some of you have heard this term before, but let's begin with a definition. A bioindicator is a plant or animal that tells us something about our environment, that warns us of potential dangers. Let's look at miners as an example. Whenever miners enter a tunnel, they are concerned about the levels of natural gas in the air. Years ago, miners relied on a tiny bird, the canary, to measure the level of natural gas. When the miners moved around in the mine, the air composition could change. So while natural gas levels in one part of the mine might be okay, in another part, the natural gas could be high enough to cause an explosion. This is where the canary helped. The canary's tiny lungs could not withstand the harmful gases. So when a canary died, the miners knew that they were in a pocket of natural gas and should leave before there was an explosion. Does everybody understand? When the canary died, it meant that the miners were in an area of the mine with dangerous levels of natural gas. The canary, you see, was a bioindicator that saved many human lives. What about other bioindicators for those of us who don't work in tunnels underground? Well, one of the more important and disturbing bioindicators today is the frog. A frog's skin soaks up pollutants very easily. By observing the changes in a frog's health, we can learn about potential dangers in our environment. In fact, more and more frogs are being born with deformed or missing legs. Also, the number of frogs on the planet is decreasing rapidly. As a bioindicator, frogs are clearly telling us that something is wrong, dangerously wrong, with our environment.